as Beowulf cartoon, The Revenge of Grendel's Mother, a very short sequence. Hrothgar spoke. In Denmark, there are men who are truthful and right about things. There are good men. But this Geatish hero standing before us is a great man. You have won fame, Beowulf, and your fame is spreading across the wider world. A fame earned through patience and prudence, rare qualities in one so young. You shall have everything I promised you in gifts and honours, and more. I foretell you will be a hero and protector to your people, as you have been to mine. There have been brave and mighty warriors among our people, but who has achieved the fame of our young friend, even by their middle years? Pride, lack of generosity and self-seeking are flaws in lesser warriors. Let the brave Geat be a model to all young men. Thank you, Beowulf. Hrothgar spoke more. Raise your cup to the glory of the hall. Drink, drink to the heart, to Heorot, to the joys of the most splendid feasting hall, this side of Asgard. Let the fest continue. Never were such displays of emotion expressed in the great hall. Celebrations stretch beyond dusk and nightfall, beyond midnight and twilight. No friends that night interrupted the snoring men. As Odin placed light in the sky that morn, Beowulf decided to return to South Sweden and his own king, Hygelac. Beowulf spoke. It is time for us to go home, to return to the kingdom of Geatland. I thank you for treating us well, for your gifts and honours. If I can do more for you, say the word. I will use weapons against your foe. If any horror threatens your kingdom again, and I hear about it from afar, if more grim monsters enter Heorot's door, I will bring you 1,000 thanes to fight them. King Hygelac of Geatland, my uncle and companion, will give me as many arms and warriors I need to conquer your enemy. Quick would I be to arrive here. If your young son, Hrethric, comes to the military academy of Geatland to be taught the skills of combat, he will find many friends waiting for him. Better to learn tactics of war abroad than at home. I can testify to this. Hrothgar spoke. Beowulf, if Hygelac's own young heir and future king Heardred was cut down in his prime, woe betide, you would make a worthy successor as king of the Geats. Beowulf, I will be your friend always. Danefolk and Geatfolk will be friends always. Hrothgar presented Beowulf with even more gifts, and then he embraced him. Tears of sadness fell from the old greybeard's eyes. Hrothgar spoke more. I'd like you to stay, but I'm an old fool, I know. My brain and belly have softened into jelly. I'm as useless as a wet fart in combat. Don't get old, Beowulf. It is a tragic thing. Everything falls apart at once. Go, go! I will not detain you longer. Speed now and safety.